the notes are the same for the chords, the style is given by the mode, and the mode means in which the
style. Okay, that, so it's modal. It's not in the regular mode. It's in a modal that features B.
Thing, which means that from the G major scale, we start on B, and then we do, for example. But if I start in any other note, let's say I start on C.
Okay.
Look what happens. It doesn't sound.
No, but the B, the B sounds very, very flamenco.
Because of the minor second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the same scale like G major. Only thing is that if we play for B.
Okay, where it's breaking up a little bit. What's happening? Hello. Can you hear me all right, Ruben?
Yes, I see you. One moment, I'm afraid now it's okay.
Okay, I think maybe it's because I'm downloading and that's interfering with the rest of the transfer. Okay, so we save it there and then we print it.
Print. So practically speaking, the singer is the one that does the B, the choose the point of reference B.
Okay.
In the singing, there is that thing remains on the instruments as well.
Okay. Well, that's sort of what I thought. Let me go get the printout. I'll be right back.
For sure.
Well, only one printed. This is a reason why if you emailed this in advance, I'd have this all ready to go. But I'm still waiting on this stupid computer, and it's
don't
just
worry,
sitting here.
Let's do it with the video, and then you check it later. Actually, we don't need the tabs really.
I've got the printout for the Bulleria.
So don't worry. You know.
I got the printout for the Bulleria. Okay, now I need to adjust this so you can see.
If you print just one. The compass one is good.
Well, the compass one I don't have yet. It's sitting here waiting for the compass.
Okay.
It's just not—it's not going in PDF. Oh shit. Okay. Print.
Directly, and then okay. Don't need to read anything.
Well, now it says it's printing.
It's printing? Okay.
It says it is. Okay.
Put the cape on the second fret.
Okay, let me get this out of the way. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, play your cape on the so what we are going to learn is this sound here. We want to do that very slow, very, very slow first.
Okay.
Look, I have two chords, Bruce, here. 87 flat 9, this one.
Okay, so that's that one.
And then also B flat, like this.
Like this.
So two chords, only very easy
score. Okay, is that on the sheet? Is that on the sheet of paper?
Yes.
Okay, so we have what we 2 and 1. Well, this, the first one 12. Is.
Beat 12 is. No. Don't read it as a tab. Read it as a picture. And the numbers there are indicating your fingers of the your left hand fingers.
Okay.
So we have a 1. The second fret for the string, finger 2.
Okay,
finger 1. Are you reading the D flat or the other one?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm looking at. Okay, when I look at the very first line, I am seeing 2 and 1.
For the string. That's right, that's okay.
Okay.
9, 7, 1, 9.
And then B flat.
Yes, but B flat with the finger 3 on the third fret for the string. No, that's the Seguidilla chord, Bruce. We need the finger 3 on the third fret for the string. That's
finger
what it's
3 on the third fret. Like that.
That's right. Okay. Now, with right hand, what we will do? Right hand, we have 12 beats there, of which 12. 3, 6, and 8 are the same. Means index down, index up.
Okay.
If you see the 12, it's 12, 3, 6, and 8 are all the same. And then we have just the play with the index. So we do 12 press down up. Very easy.
Okay, play. That's on
play
which?
12. With your thumb rest. The sixth string always. This is not free hand. Careful because the sixth string should not ring. So this is the thing. 12. Now when we play down, we don't play arpeggiato, but one string. Down, up.
There, you can't really see my.
One stroke means I do. Like it does again.
Okay.
Now, name. It's the same. Down, up. That's right. Now, beat one, this will be 12. One is a rest. And then beat two is middle down flicking from half of the finger, one finger out. So we do.
Have to go back to my other camera.
You maybe can hook that camera into that computer.
I don't want to try it now because we wasted enough time with the computer, but next time I'll probably just try to fire up the separate camera.
That's right. Look, so we have here three down bow.
Okay, let's see. I want to go back down here to exercise one.
Example one.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
It's too much for me right now. I'm going to have to sit down and study it before I can follow this.
Yeah, but after we do before we do that, we need to see what we will practice.
Okay.
So the thing is that I don't pretend to do it immediately, but what I want is just that I make sure you understood the finger and this and that. First, we will go just with three beats. 12, 1, 2, only that. And we leave the other part empty from 3 to 8. Put the video. Go. First part would be 12, 1, 2, just that. You play just that and listen to the rest, counting it.
Go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
The B flat on 3 is 2 down. Let's see. The third number 3 goes to B, and it's just 2 down. 2 index.
That's right. Down up.
Down up. Down up. So
that's right.
It's
12, 1, 2, 3. That's right. Okay, I wanted to do just those two things. 12, 1, 2, 3. And 4, 5, what is that, Bruce? It's up in the top. 4, 5. And then 6 is the same like 3. Down, up. That's right. Then 7 is same like 4 and 5. Up. Index up over 3 flat. That's right. Then 8 is same like 3 and same like 6. Which means down, up. 9 is the rest. And then 10, what is 10? 10 is the same like 2. Middle down, index down, index up. But over A7 flat 9. When I play that, I would play bass, bass, treble. With my thumb, very carefully play only until the front end comes there. There is one thing that we would do, get the thumb more to the right. Also, when we play phrases with the thumb, we play here, not here. In classical guitar, we play more in here. In flamenco, we play more metallic, general. So, exactly, that's right. Now, let's repeat this one more time, and then I make sure you understood what it is, and you can play it with the video gradually. But first, we need to see if the fingers are there.
Okay, so start out 12.
12, wait. 12 is down up, Bruce.
Oh, 12. Okay, 12. Pause.
12. Now, the three, finger three on the third fret.
Oops.
That is really a for seguidilla. The other one is also good, the one you played. So we play three. 4, 5, 6.
Let's say six is.
Six is down up. Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9. Oh, 9 is a rest.
Oh, 9, rest.
I have an S cross there, the symbol. And then 10, play 10 for me. That right hand is right, but the left hand is wrong because 10 is over 8. Okay, that's right. Now, this thing, when I play index down, you see that in the page it says G-A.
G-A. So we go play with the ring finger.
We do. 12 is down, good. The ring finger and then index up. 12. 1.
Okay, and then. No.
That's right. So, what's the secret of this thing? We need to count. We need to count as low. First, I want you to go only with examples 1 and 2. Okay. And then, if you click the example 5, with example 5, that's the compass explained. I wanted to watch all the video, probably, because this one is a private video.
Mm-hmm.
So bookmark it or something, because you will not find it in the public channel.
Yeah, no, I have all these where I can get to them. They're on.
Remember that the thumb we have is resting here all the time. Thumb is not flying, it's resting on the 6th string.
Exactly.
And the most important note I have to hit when I play it down in this.
So, play that. This for a couple of weeks, I'm sure you can do it. Go with example 1, 2, and then we will do example 3 interactive on the next lesson.
Okay. So bro, we'll meet at 8:15 next time.
8:15, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ruben. This is not awful lot to get my mind around.
You can do it.
I know I can.
Go for it.
Okay. Adios.
Gracias, Bruce, un abrazo.
Bye. Oh.